Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hello from CNN, I'm Jo Beck with the five things you need to know for Thursday, March 21st. Lawmakers have released a $1.2 trillion government funding package this morning. And now the work starts to get it passed in time as a shutdown deadline looms at the end of the week. The bill increases border funding, as well as protecting women's rights by preserving a travel policy so that service members and their families can access reproductive health care. Those are two key presidential election issues. It's not yet clear if lawmakers will be able to vote through the legislation before midnight tomorrow, raising concerns that there could be a short-term lapse in government funding over the weekend. But while there will still be challenges ahead, top lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have said they want to avoid a shutdown. Former President Donald Trump's legal bills are piling up, and the fund paying them doesn't seem to be keeping up. A Federal Election Commission filing shows the Save America Leadership Political Action Committee, used to help underwrite Trump's lawyer fees, spent nearly $5.6 million in February, which is less than the money it took in for the month. Trump currently faces 88 criminal charges in four jurisdictions, while he's also scrambling to secure a roughly $500 million bond ahead of a looming deadline to appeal his civil fraud case in New York. CNN's Cara Scannell says Trump's legal team is asking a New York appeals court for some flexibility.
Trump has asked them to be permitted to put up a smaller dollar amount than the $500 million, or not require them to put up any money until this whole appeal is over. The AG's office opposes that.
The last two former Mississippi law enforcement officers involved in the racist torture of two black men will be sentenced today. They're part of a group who called themselves the Goon Squad, and the other four members have already been handed down jail time this week. Sheriff's deputy Christian Dedman was sentenced to 40 years in prison yesterday after a judge said he committed the most, quote, shocking, brutal, and cruel acts imaginable. The emotional hearing was carried out under heavy courtroom security and focused on his sexual assault of one of the victims. Dedman did not look at the victims as he apologized and said he would never forgive himself for the pain he caused. The six white officers have pleaded guilty, admitting that they subjected the two black men to numerous acts of racist torture in January last year, after a neighbor complained that the men were staying in a home with a white woman. The Israeli Supreme Court is temporarily blocking the government from sending Palestinian patients back to war-torn Gaza. After they saw a CNN report this week on plans to return new mothers, babies, and cancer patients in remission, an Israeli nonprofit filed a petition to stop it. About two dozen patients were set to be bused to Gaza early this morning, but hospital officials say that's now been delayed until at least Monday. CNN's Jeremy Diamond says there are mixed feelings about it.
One of the mothers, Nima, who we featured in our story, she was thrilled about this decision, happy that she's able to stay in the safety of East Jerusalem. But the other women had more mixed emotions, in part because they mentally prepared themselves to have to go back to Gaza.
This comes amid dire warnings about starvation in Gaza, and Secretary of State Antony Blinken saying negotiations over a ceasefire and hostage deal are, quote, getting closer. Life expectancy has gone up in the US, but it's still not as high as it used to be. That's next.
Shopify's taking the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/CNN. Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
After a drop because of COVID-19 and other leading causes of death, the US's life expectancy has gone up again. CDC data shows that as of 2022, the overall life expectancy rose by more than 12 months to 77 and a half years. But it's still lower than it's been in about two decades, after almost 2.5 years of life expectancy were lost during the COVID-19 pandemic. Heart disease is still the leading cause of death in the US, followed by cancer, and then unintentional injuries, including drug overdoses. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.